Statehouses across the country are considering measures to remove guns from people who pose a threat. A Kansas lawmaker has a proposal to do just that, but it isn't getting a hearing. On Tuesday, gun control advocates turned out in force in Topeka to oppose another bill that is. It would make it easier to arm teachers. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service has more.
The bill that has riled gun control activists appeared last week out of nowhere and quickly got a hearing. Samantha Turner was one of several Lawrence High School students who showed up at the State House to oppose it, but didn't get a chance to testify. Had she had something to say to lawmakers.
Arming teachers is not the answer at all. We need to look at why we are soft targets in the first place, and that's because we don't have legislation that actually prevents guns from getting in the wrong hands in the first place.
Turner wants lawmakers to ban assault weapons, strengthen background checks, and impose other limitations on guns. That's also what students who helped organize last weekend's March for Our Lives want. Students spurred to action by the latest school shooting in Florida, like Emporia High School senior Emma Persinger.
With such strong evidence that common sense gun laws work, why is it that we are still not doing anything? Those we have voted to represent us continue to value NRA money over the lives of their constituents.
Kansas lawmakers have already defeated several of the restrictions that students and others view as common sense proposals. Conservatives like Republican Senator Ty Masterson from Andover see such limits as assaults on the Second Amendment.
We all want to save lives. We all want to protect our kids. We just have a very strong disagreement in what we believe is the solution.
Masterson is among those who say putting more guns in the hands of more law-abiding citizens is at least part of the solution. As such, he's one of the lawmakers backing a bill to allow teachers and school staff to carry concealed handguns without districts seeing their insurance premiums skyrocket.
98% of mass public shootings in this country happen in gun-free zones. We make our kids soft targets.
Masterson and others argue that several armed teachers could provide a more effective deterrent than one or two police officers assigned to a school. Nonsense, say opponents like Mark DeSetti. He's a former fourth-grade teacher who now lobbies for the state's largest teachers' union. And he says it's a fantasy to believe that armed with a handgun, he could face down a mass shooter with more firepower.
Don't expect me as a teacher to save the day. I'm not a superhero.
But there are teachers who feel differently. Joseph Clay, for one. He's an ex-Marine who now teaches math at Wichita Southeast High School.
It would be my honor and duty to help protect the children I profess to educate.
As lawmakers debate the merits of arming teachers, they're ignoring a proposal to temporarily keep guns away from people considered by a judge to be a threat to themselves or others. That red flag bill is buried deep on the legislative calendar, and that's frustrating to the measure's sponsor, Senator Barbara Beaulieu, a moderate Republican from Mission Hills. She says the due process it lays out could help prevent suicides and save lives when domestic disputes turn violent.
It's a wonderful tool for people to be able to use to try and reduce the number of deaths or severe injuries from use of guns in the wrong hands.
Beaulieu thought she had a deal with Senate leaders to get a hearing on the bill, but that fell through. Senator Richard Wilborn, the chairman of the committee where the bill remains in limbo, says there just wasn't time to bring it up before a legislative deadline.
If you've watched my committee, we've been stacked. We worked every day, full ledger. There's a bunch of bills that we're not going to get to, and that's one of them. Came in late.
Beaulieu's bill may not see the light of day, but House Minority Leader Jim Ward is a sponsor of a similar proposal on the House side. And he says he's going to use every parliamentary trick in the book to try to force a vote on it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.